Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I want to go to Emma. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. So this happened to you 10 years ago in a bar in Galway. Is that right?
Yeah. There was a group of us out for the evening and everything was going grand. In a very popular bar in town, there's about six or seven of us sitting at a nice table and we're having a good evening. We noticed a group of lads kind of hanging around and then they kind of got closer to the table and started to talk to us, which was fine. And then they asked if we wanted drinks and if we were going anywhere afterwards, etc. And we kind of just said then, no, we didn't want drinks and we were fine. And they were very persistent and they obviously saw what we had on our table, what we were drinking. And all of a sudden, one of the lads turned up with like a tray full of drinks and started handing out the drinks. We just pushed him away and said no. And then one of the girls that was sitting next to me noticed that the lad had one of these, just looked like an ordinary marker pen. And he drew on her leg. And I kind of leaned over to push him away and then he drew on my arm. And we think between all of that happening, as they were leaning over the table, they were putting stuff in our drinks. Now, I was the only one that probably drank my drink that I had originally. And we went on to a club then from there. And I suppose it was about an hour later, I came over really weird. I'd only had one drink. We'd only been out kind of like an hour. And I remember getting up and saying to one of the girls, I don't feel well here. And I went off to the toilet and I literally just sat in the toilet. I don't know how long for. All I can remember was hearing voices and people calling me. But as that girl was just saying there, I couldn't call out. I couldn't talk. I couldn't say anything. It was all I had was kind of tunnel vision, looking at the door, thinking I need to push this open. I need to get help. Eventually, the door opened and the group of girls were standing there. They picked me up and I couldn't talk to them. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what was happening. They got me in a taxi. They got me home. I woke up probably 4 o'clock the next afternoon. No recollection of what happened whatsoever. And yeah, it was the thought of not having any idea of what had happened was awful. I know I'd got home safe and the girls had said to me, you know, everything's fine, you're home. But we then realised that the marks, these pens, were kind of fluorescent. So when you're in the nightclub, they lit up. So the lads obviously marked people so they could find out who and where they were going to and keep track of them, wow. Which was even scarier.
It's frightening. I was with you every step of the way when you were going through what happened to you. I mean, just, I can't imagine that. And the scary thing is, you girls were, you know, and this happens to guys as well, don't get me wrong, but you girls were quite vigilant. Like, you pushed them away. You said no thanks to drinks.
Yeah.
You did everything. You know what I mean? And still,
yeah,
it managed to happen to you.
Yeah, and like, we didn't accept any of the drinks. And literally, one of the girls said, when they were leaning over the table and pushing drinks over, the hands were going over the glasses that were already there. So they were very cute in the way they obviously dropped something into the drink.
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, absolutely. And they were marking you with this pen so they could keep an eye on you and they'd know that, okay, you've been drugged. So, I mean, it was a couple of days later, I kind of sat down and thought about what happened. And I did contact the pub in Galway which this happened. And sadly, they'd had a few reportings of similar things and they did act on it.
Good.
And they did put up extra security cameras and, you know, they were conscious that there was an issue going on. So I didn't feel the need to go to the police about it at that time. But I was quite happy that the pub had kind of taken on board what was going on and had put extra security measures in place, you know, going forward. But yeah, it's not a nice experience at all.
It's funny that happened 10 years ago and here we are having a conversation about it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's mad. It's totally mad. It's you've just got to be so careful. And, you know, it took me a long time after that to go back out. I have two young children at home and I was absolutely, you know, gobsmacked with what had happened. And I just thought, you know, I can't take the risk to go out and have anything like that happen again and you know, not be able to come home to my family. So it did have an effect on me for a good number of years, where I might go out to the local pub for a drink, but I certainly didn't go back into town, and I certainly never went into a nightclub ever again. That was it.
Wow.
I never went. So,
well, fair play to you for making that phone call and potentially saving a lot of other people who this could have happened to, you know, when they up their security and you know, it's so important to speak out. I think that's why these conversations are so important now. If it has happened to you, or if it is happening recently, whatever, speak out, because that's fundamentally where it needs to start, right? Rectifying this or trying to put a stop to this.
Yeah, and it's young. I mean, it's youngsters really as well that need to be vigilant. You know, when you've got teenagers now that are starting to go out, and you hear all these horrendous stories about the injections and everything now, you know, you kind of think, okay, I don't even want my children going to an Apollo disco or something like that, because you just don't know what people are capable of. So you've just got to be very, very vigilant.
Very vigilant. And make sure they're with the right people. Have a chat with their friends. If somebody's acting weird, call me as a parent, or don't leave them alone. Don't put them in the taxi alone. And, you know, I think we all have a part to play. I mean, even now, I'm going to be so conscious if I see someone falling around the place in town, not to walk by them and ask them, are you okay? Because you just don't know, do you?
You don't. That's a sad thing. To a lot of people, you would just look like, oh, my God, she's just had so much drink. She's wasted, kind of thing. And sadly, you know, that's not the case. And when you can't talk, you know, the power of movement and the power of talk is taken away from you. You're totally defenseless. You can't do anything.
That's what Rohypnol does. That's what it does to you.
Yeah.
Emma, thank you so much for getting in touch
with
the show. And thanks for sharing your story.
No problem. All
the best. Bye, Emma. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.